All right, Steve, New Year's Eve. The countdown continues. What's up for the news? By the way, 14 hours, 59 minutes, and 5 seconds.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You are the Ryan Seacrest of Spokane, Jay.
Ugh.
I didn't think
Seacrest was going to like that.
Oh, Ryan Seacrest.
I don't think he's going to enjoy that.
You got a similar haircut as he does.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that's not right, but that's okay.
Is that not no?
I don't know. Now that you said that, I need to see Ryan's hair. Awesome. Poor Ryan Seacrest is like, awesome. Bro, my hair doesn't look like that.
You think he's listening right now?
Oh, yeah, he's listening. All right. He's like, wait, that old guy? No, my hair doesn't look like that.
Maybe I wish
it looked like that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe yours looks more like Ryan Dunkelman's or whatever.
Right.
Is that the guy? That was the guy.
Brian Dunkelman. Yeah.
Brian Dunkelman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that was also a co-host with Ryan Seacrest on American Idol and then decided that that was a dumb show and didn't want to be on it or whatever that decision was.
Do you have frosted tips?
I don't. I never did that.
Oh, no. I wasn't asking if you did.
Did Brian Dunkelman have that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like that was the popular hairstyle at that time.
I mean, I think it was, yeah. Kevin had it.
Oh, that's right.
Doesn't mean it was popular, but he did have it.
Okay.
Doesn't look like he had it.
Oh, okay. No. Well, mm-mm. I'm just making it up in my head.
I sure.
So this was, I don't know if you would consider it a Christmas gift because the dog was already theirs.
Okay.
But sure. Florida family, their dog was missing for almost 10 days. And returned home for the holidays, rang her family's doorbell at about 2:30 in the morning.
The dog rang the doorbell?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
It was sort of, you know, got on its hind legs. And
just
was,
put, really?
Yeah. The whole thing.
And how long was it missing again?
Almost 10 days.
Whoa.
Yeah. Missing on December 15th, came back.
Crazy.
And
that's a Christmas miracle.
Christmas miracle.
Yeah.
Christmas gift, Christmas miracle, yeah. Can you imagine, though, 2:30 in the morning, you just hear, like, pawing at the door, ringing of the doorbell?
No, that would be terrible.
Yeah.
And you're like, who the heck's ringing the doorbell? And you go down there and here's your dog. I mean, I would immediately think somebody rang the doorbell, left the dog, and then ran.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that would make sense. But no. I mean, and there's, you know, ring
video footage. Video evidence, huh?
Yeah.
Wow,
and so,
crazy.
Yeah, this family, they woke up to that and were very surprised and... dog seemed excited to be back. Kids woke up, and the rest is history.
That's crazy, yeah.
And apparently the dog has not stopped whining or howling since she got home.
Well, that's great. Welcome home. You're annoying.
So,
16 hours, 56 minutes, 15 seconds. I mean, I feel like I should just...
Of the dog howling?
Yeah.
Story number two.
That would be enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. California couple, they were doing an engagement photo shoot, like you do. Happened over in snowy Utah.
Okay.
And the engagement ring vanished into the snow.
Oh, man.
They were just,
yikes.
You know, taking photos, taking pictures.
You've seen these in the lake. I have never seen them in the snow. You know, where they're like, oh, I'm on the dock, and whoops, beep, boom. There it goes into the water, and, you know, it's like, well, however deep. I don't even know if it really matters at that point.
Right.
You get a soft bottom on the floor of the lake. Good luck.
Yeah, soft bottom.
Okay, when that happens, New Year's resolution, Steve, firm it up a little bit.
Yeah, can't have that soft bottom. Just hate it.
What happened in the snow?
Well, 10 minutes into their little picture-taking adventure.
Man, that's a rough one.
They lost the ring. And, of course, you know, you panic. You don't know what to do, whatever. So, you know, people passing by. We're trying to help them out for a few hours.
Oh, my
that.
Gosh.
Eventually, though, the...
The group, dog that rang the doorbell found it?
Wouldn't that be something? And then it ran to its house? It would be something. But eventually, the groom-to-be spotted the ring sparkling in the snow.
Wow, he saved it right there. Nice job.
Yeah.
That's one of those, even if you're the guy, you know, who's helping and you find it, you're like, hey, come here. It's right there. You find it.
Oh, so you think this was all like a setup or something?
I mean, that's what I would have done. I'd have been like,
right there. To the left.
Yeah.
To the right.
Oh, never mind. Here.
I mean, they brought out like a metal detector and
really?
All those
things,
wow. And I guess they didn't really have luck. And then this guy just sort of found it.
That
listening.
Is luck, man. So good for them.
Yeah. Kind of a. I mean, can you imagine? Have you ever lost your wedding ring?
Yeah. I lost it and then found it in a pair of shorts that I hadn't worn for a long time. I'd looked all over, thought I'd lost it at my house.
Uh-huh.
And then when I went on vacation down to Arizona, I pulled a pair of shorts out of the suitcase, and when I put my hand in the pocket, it was magically in the pocket. And I had been wearing those shorts apparently when I was doing yard work and had lost it. And It seems very weird that I'm sure I put my hand in the pocket a million times to check. It wasn't there. And then suddenly when I put my hand in the pocket when I was in Arizona with my family on vacation, suddenly it was in the pocket.
Sounds like someone's messing with you.
I mean, that's one take.
Or maybe you just, I don't know.
I don't know, man. It was pretty weird, yeah, but either way, it was very exciting to find it.
Yeah, and that was the only time that that's happened?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
How long were you without it?
A couple of months.
Ooh. So What did you do?
I had a ring that my dad had given me that was one of his old rings, and I had worn that in its place.
Okay.
And then when I went to visit my folks in Arizona is when I found it while I was wearing his ring. I don't know. It was weird. The whole thing was weird.
That is kind of bizarre.
Yeah. And then the weirdest part was we rented like a condo kind of thing, you know, one of those deals where it was like somebody owns it, but it was kind of an apartment, but kind of a condo. It just said, you know, it was big enough so all five of us could stay there comfortably.
Sure.
And I rented it, and it was the weirdest part was the day that I found that ring, there was a dog that rang the doorbell and had apparently been missing for like weeks.
You know, Jay, it's 2024. We're about to celebrate the new year.
Mm.
And you come at me with all these fake stories.
What?
So is the ring thing even true?
Yeah, that part's true.
Is it? I don't know if I can trust it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
That's his favorite reply back to a meme that's, you know, kind of funny. He'll be like, well, you're not wrong.
Kevin James.
That's a great sort of not really you're right, but you're not wrong. I mean, it's like, yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Steve.
Morning, guys. I'm going to my best friend's house for a New Year's party. Obviously, I know her really well, but I've never met any of the other people that will be there. Honestly, I'm not a party person, and she knows that. It's just not my thing. I will probably want to leave quickly after midnight. When is it appropriate to head out of a New Year's party? Can I go at like 12:01, or is that rude? That's from Mackenzie.
509-441-0999 to call or text. I don't know, Steve. This could be you. What time would you leave?
9? Actually, someone on Facebook said that joke instead.
Yeah, 9:01, use the New York time instead. Yeah. You're like, the ball dropped. See ya.
Yeah. So shout out to David for giving me that idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's probably right.
Yeah. I mean, you could do that.
I don't think there's not a right time. Yeah, I don't even think you have to make it to midnight. I mean, I know that I've left. My wife and I have left parties before midnight. We're just like, okay, well, we're out of here. We got to go. Don't want to stay up. Don't want to deal with the traffic at midnight and the idiots and blah, blah, blah. So, you know.
Yeah.
You just go when you go. You're lucky to get, I mean, you're going and he said he doesn't know anybody there other than the person throwing the party?
Yeah, which is kind of interesting.
Man, yeah.
Because if you're best friends, you would think that you would know at least a few people, right?
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe it's like a work situation or I don't know.
Texters are saying no rules. No rules to any party, in fact. Just be respectful when you leave. Be gracious. Blah, blah, blah. And then leave. You don't even have to wait till midnight. That's from the texters. I think that's probably accurate.
Yeah, I think people on Facebook are kind of agreeing with that. Also, some people are saying, you might want to give it a chance, you know, keep an open mind.
That's true, too. I mean, if you go in with an idea of like, man, I cannot wait till this is over.
I mean, that's how I live my life. But
how's that working out for you?
It doesn't necessarily mean you have to do it.
Yeah, right. Just because Steve does that, hates going. Although I will say this, anything that we've ever been to where you're like, oh, you know, I'm not necessarily looking forward to it. Once you get there, you're always good.
Are you talking about me specifically or just people in general?
Well, both, actually. I mean, but yeah, you're always good. I mean, you feel like, you know, you're like, Jay, I don't really want to go to that show. I'm not really, it's not very excited. Then you go and then you're great. So you suck it up and you make the most of it. So
Jay, I'll suck it up for anything.
That's to your credit.
Sure. Okay. Thanks.
I mean, really, honestly, you got to go with at least a positive attitude. Otherwise, you're just going to be miserable the whole time hoping for 12:01. And again, I wouldn't even think you have to wait till then. Just, I mean, you're like, hey, well, I'm not going to make it. I thought I was. And she's not, it's not going to ruin her party.
Right. Oh, maybe what you do. Do you remember? I don't know if I bet they still do these. I think it was like a Netflix thing, or maybe it was just a random thing where they had a pre-recorded New Year's celebration. So parents could trick their kids into thinking that it was New Year's.
That you would play on TV?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Maybe you do that.
Yeah. Kid doesn't know what time it is. Wait, it's not midnight yet. Yes, it is. Also, it's, you know, New Year's at different times all across the world. So you could just say, well, we celebrate at 9 or 10 or 11 or whatever.
Yeah, we celebrated it yesterday.
Right.
What did we decide it was? Where were we trying to figure out if it was already New Year's?
New Zealand.
Okay.
New Zealand. Already New Year's. Just say, well, that happened at 6 a.m. our time. Sorry about that. Or 3 a.m. I think it was. So, yeah, you got plenty of options. I don't think you got to worry about it. And even if it's not 12:01, it's 12:10, whatever like that, you know, you're fine.
Right. My concern with, like, New Year's and why I don't particularly care for going, like, too crazy or staying out too late or going the extreme.
Going at all? Oh, I mean, yeah.
I think I would either rather go do nothing at all, leave super early, or leave super late.
You don't want to be in that 12:01 time frame? Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Yeah, you hear the stories.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
People are dumb. There's a lot of that going around.
It's just another day, though, Jay.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels
seeks female. Do you want marriage minded on your billboard?
All right, we could do that. Yeah,
marriage minded. Okay.
Enjoys karaoke.
Do you want? Probably not. Right.
I mean, enough.
Like, what would you? I mean, of all the activities that they plan to do together, his seems to be karaoke. What would yours be?
Kevin James
seeks female, marriage minded, enjoys
catnaps.
Oh.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Little entertainment news here as we kick off a New Year's Eve day with the... Steve, I'm curious how many of these top 10 movies you saw this year. Top 10 grossing movies of 2024. Let's see how many you saw.
Okay.
Beetlejuice was number 10.
Did not see that.
No. Okay. Number 9 is...
Did you see that?
I did not.
Okay.
Venom.
Did not see
The Last Dance. Nope. Too scary for you.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda 4. Too scary. That was number 8. Godzilla.
No.
Versus Kong. No. Quite the theme of movies there.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Wicked.
Panda 4. I did see that.
Wicked at number 6. Okay, so you're on the board.
I'm on the board.
Dune Part 2.
No, I did not.
That's number 5. Moana 2.
Did not see that.
I saw that one, so we've got 1 and 1.
Okay, so we got 2 total.
Despicable Me 4.
No.
Well, that was number 3. Deadpool and Wolverine.
Did not see that one either.
That was number 2. And then number 1 was Inside Out 2?
I just saw the first one recently.
So you saw Inside Out, not the sequel.
Correct.
So together we saw 2 of the top 10. That's not great. I also realized that I only saw 1 movie of the top 10 grossing movies of the year, and it was a kid's movie, so that's cool. Very adult.
Wait, which one did you see again?
Moana 2.
Oh, okay. That's right.
I saw one movie. It was animated, and it's a children's movie.
Well.
Here's to next year, guys.
Is that your resolution
That's
for 2025?
That's it, yeah. That's a New Year's resolution.
See something above PG?
Maybe. Or maybe not. Who knows?
What was that, PG? It's got
to
be.
I'm sure it probably is. Entertainment news are brought to you by AMCO AAMCO. All right, Steve, what do you have for us?
Jay, you watch Landman, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me if you realize this. There was the daughter of a famous country couple in the show. She appeared in two episodes recently.
Okay.
Do you know who that would be? Do you want me to tell you who the character was and maybe you can identify from the character?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She played the role of Shelby, who lives next door to the house.
Okay, yeah.
That Billy Bob
I know
Thornton's
which one you're talking
character.
About.
Okay. Do you know who that is?
I'm gonna guess that's the McGraw's child is the only thing I can guess. Because I don't think Garth's daughter would be around that age. I'm still going to say Tim and Faith.
That is correct.
I did not know that was her, though.
Okay. See, I remembered that she was kind of into acting or was an actress or something. Huh. And whatever. I've never seen the show.
I'm looking her up right now. Oh, okay.
But interesting that she was in a couple episodes.
Yeah,
recently.
She has a kind of a small role, but yeah, she played the neighbor and she's talking to Billy Bob Thornton's daughter about going to a party and yeah.
So yeah.
I see her now, yeah. Wow, okay, that's cool.
Tim
like
and Faith's a, little one.
Well, I mean, and you know how this is. I learned this over the weekend. My wife and I began to binge watch Taylor Sheridan movies.
Taylor Sheridan movies. Okay.
I didn't know, Steve. But after watching Yellowstone and Landman and, the Taylor Sheridan TV shows.
Right.
We started to watch his movies, and there was a bunch of them. And we saw, let's see, what were the names of the movies? I got a list of them here.
Oh, you made a list.
Oh, I had to, because I wouldn't be able to remember. Wind River, Without Remorse, Those Who Wish Me Dead. Those were the three that we watched that are all Taylor Sheridan movies.
Okay.
And we realized that once he likes you and he puts you in a movie, you're in all of his stuff.
Okay.
Because the characters are just reoccurring. Like there's a couple of people who are in almost all of them. And it's not like they're well-known names, but you'd see their faces and go, oh yeah, I know who that guy is.
Okay. So it's like Adam Sandler.
100%. Because there's a guy named... John Bernthal, who you probably don't know, but if you saw him, you'd go, oh, yeah, John Bernthal. I know who that is. I know exactly who that is. He was in Wolf of Wall Street. He was in The Accountant. He's in all the Taylor Sheridan movies, and I think dies in every one of them.
Oh, yeah. I know who that is.
Yeah, do you see a picture of him? So now you know, right? You go, oh, that guy, I've seen him in a million things.
Yeah, he's kind of...
Baby Driver... he's just been in a lot of stuff. Just a character actor.
Yeah. Where do I know him from? Oh, you know where I know him from? Really? Or sort of, kind of?
Mm-hmm.
Is The Accountant. You ever see
that
movie?
Yeah. I said that.
Did you say that?
I did. I kind of threw it all in the pile, but you're fine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. He was in that. But he's one of those deals. Is once he likes you, all of a sudden you're going to start appearing in a lot of his stuff. Like Monica from Yellowstone, she was in one. Ian Bowen, he was in it. There's just all kind, and that James Jordan, he's in everything. I looked it up this morning. James Jordan, again, character actor, nobody knows. Then you see him and you go, I know exactly who that guy is. He's the guy that was in Yellowstone. He's the guy that was in Landman. He's in everything. And it says they're fans of each other, and he's been in 5 of his 8 TV shows, including Mayor of Kingston, 1883, Lioness, Landman, and Yellowstone.
Wow.
I know. So it is a lot like the Adam Sandler thing.
Yeah. I don't recognize that guy, but probably because I've seen basically none of those shows.
Yeah. Because if you see those shows, you will be like, oh, yeah, that guy's in everything. And especially if you watch them all like we did with one right after the other, we just started laughing. We're like, oh, there's that guy again.
That is so interesting. You ever see, I saw this video years ago on like Facebook or Instagram or something of an actress who, she does commercials. She's a commercial actress.
Okay.
And she's in all of these different commercials because she can just play whatever. And so all of a sudden you see her like on an airplane.
Right.
Or in a doctor's office. And it's the same person, but you don't realize it when you're watching these commercials.
Yeah.
But she's everywhere.
It's funny, yeah.
And it's so bizarre. You're like, oh, yeah.
It is weird then, because then I keep going, where did we just see that guy? That guy was in something. What was he? He was this guy. And yeah, then a deep dive. And
yeah. Does goodness. That change your perspective on whatever you're currently watching, like how you view them as a character in the current thing that you're seeing?
No, because usually those guys are so good at it.
Okay.
At their character. And some of them are just really different characters.
Sure.
So, yeah, no, it never really does. But it is kind of funny when you watch a bunch in a row and you see the same person in different roles like that.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of weird. But anyway, good for the egg. Hey, become friends with Taylor Sheridan. You get a lot of work.
Apparently.
Yeah. Tons of movies for, you know, James Jordan.
Who? Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So if you want an honest assessment, whether it's about your work or your new haircut, asking in the morning is the best policy.
Okay, if you want the truth.
Kevin James.
If you're asking about your haircut and you don't really want the truth, right around 2:30, 3 o'clock, probably a good time. How's my hair look?
I've been meaning
to tell you all day. It looks fantastic. I love what you've done.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
But wait, it's Tuesday. What's happening?
No one knows.
What?
It's such a confusing time.
Yeah, it is. I mean, 16 hours, 13 minutes, 17 seconds till New Year.
Wow, you're really going strong with this.
Thank you. What was the best part of your... I know you worked yesterday, but I didn't get to see you, so what was the best part of... Let's count yesterday as part of your weekend. What was the best part?
Oh, are you saying you missed me?
I said I missed seeing you yesterday.
Oh.
Yes, I missed you.
Oh, okay. Elaborate a little bit more,
Well, I
please.
Mean, it's just facts. I missed seeing you yesterday.
Interesting.
And I missed your wonderful smile, Steve.
Thank you, Jay.
Yes, you're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. I'm here for you.
Wait, what did I call you, or what did you call me?
I don't think we can repeat those names on the air. Why? What were you thinking?
No, when your wife was here for Bring Your Wife to Work Day,
yes.
Times two, you were talking to her.
Yeah, I think you used a name that I don't normally get called. Is that what you're referring to?
No.
Hmm.
Oh, no, you called me babe. Well, no, you didn't call me babe. It sounded like you were calling
me babe. I said it to my wife, yes, and it was in the middle of a conversation with you, and I quickly turned to my wife and said, babe, and then it sounded like I'd kind of said it to you, which I don't normally do that. At least not in front of everybody.
No, that's right.
No name, babe?
That's right. No, I would say the best part of my weekend was, well, probably yesterday, actually.
Mizzou!
Yeah, baby. It was actually a nice sports day for me. A very positive one. Normally that doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, you won a bowl game. Your college, you're the university that you attended.
Correct.
And graduated with a degree in something.
A degree.
Yeah. D's get degrees.
Yeah. No, I was a communication major.
Yeah, of course you were.
Yeah.
And they won a bowl game, so that's exciting, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, not only that, so Missouri won a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
They also won their basketball game yesterday.
Boy, oh boy, bragger.
And then Gonzaga won their basketball game.
Finally.
Yeah, I mean, that one was a little tough.
Yeah.
Not expected, but...
It was, you know, we played at UCLA and we lost and then we came back and, made it a little bit closer than it probably should have been. But, whatever. You take the W and get out of there.
Yeah. That's what it's all
about.
The
plane thing with GU's plane, that was...
Oh, I saw that.
A weird and a frightening story.
What exactly happened?
Well, it looked like the private jet that the team was in was starting to cross a runway that was in use by a Delta plane. And then I think you probably heard or saw the video, did you not?
I saw the video
and was
just confused on how it happened.
Well, it looked like the GU plane was supposed to cross in front. You know, it just looked like an intersection. And they were supposed to cross the runway. And it looked like maybe I have no idea. I know that they said that they were supposed to cross and the pilot may have gotten closer to it. Whatever. I don't know. I'm not a pilot. This is what I will say. When you cross an intersection, whether you're driving or walking, even if you have a green light, do you ever look?
Me personally?
Mm-hmm.
Am I looking the other way?
If you have a green light,
uh-huh.
Are you looking left or right?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, peripherals and...
Peripheral, yeah. Peripherally speaking, peripherally.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm...
You're probably not looking. No, yeah. If you're at an uncontrolled intersection, you're obviously looking.
Yes, for sure.
I feel like that's an uncontrolled intersection. And then, of course, you know, the towers yelling, you know, stop, 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 stop.
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
That's what I saw, and I was like, whoa,
way
that's weird.
Too close for planes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little freaky. And, of course, like they said, the team had no idea. Nobody inside the plane other than the people in the cockpit had an idea what was going on.
Oh, okay. But, so
they wouldn't know.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't sure what the... Okay. I was confused if they were landing, if they were taking off.
No, they were just crossing. They were crossing in front of the plane that was taking off.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Very weird. I don't know how often that stuff happens. I'm imagining it probably happens more often than we're, you know, privy to. Because I don't think we get every single one, you know. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, but this is just kind of...
incredible video showing a very close call with the airplane that was...
Oh, man, they just showed it again. Well, it makes my stomach queasy every time I see it.
Because it's so close.
It's just too close.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, I mean, obviously all's well that ends well there. But, man, yeah, that was a... That could be scary.
For sure.
But a good win for you and a good win for the Zags and a good win for both your football and basketball team. Nicely done, Steve.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
I didn't mean to derail you.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Well, I mean, the Huskers, like Missouri, also won a bowl game over the weekend. And then, you know, the team they played, their coach said that the referees favored us and blah, blah.
What was that?
Maybe just don't say anything after the bowl game. You know, you just kind of just let it go. Well, that was exciting. It was bad that the Zags lost, but then the Vikings won. That was great. And then the Zags won this next time. So, you know, good sports weekend. The best part, I think, was we kind of just locked it down. My wife does this thing where she does individual scrapbooks for all of her students, which is extremely time consuming.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And so she was doing that. She was like, I'm going to catch up on all these. So it was a probably 4-day project just to catch up.
So is this like an all year extravaganza?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the year, hey, here's
your
year in my class.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. So she, you know, said, well, I'm gonna dedicate a lot of time. So for like 4 days, she had a table set up and, you know, just cutting and pasting and scrapbooking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
And so we decided to lock it down and just kind of just binge watch a bunch of stuff. So we did. So that was kind of...
Lock it down.
Lock it down, baby. So that was the best part. I forgot to tell you, we also watched The Agency. Have you seen that TV show, that series?
Agency?
The Who's Agency.
That one?
Anybody
famous? I'm sure there is, but...
Yeah, well, it's if you watch Landman or any of those shows... You can't miss the commercials for The Agency.
Okay.
I mean, they run nonstop. The biggest name is Richard Gere, but he's not... Well, he's in it more than... I was going to say he's not in it a ton, but he's actually in it quite a bit.
Okay.
And it was one of those where I watched it. I'd be curious to hear what other people think about The Agency if you've watched the entire season, because I think the first season's over now. But I liked it, and then when I got to, like, the last couple episodes, I was like, bro, you kind of left me hanging too much. Where in the last, like, two episodes, we were like, I'm kind of over this. This is kind of making me mad.
Why are you mad, bro?
Why are you mad, bro? Now, I know that, I guess I'm looking here. See, this is good. This is, honey, it's not over. There's still a couple episodes left. They haven't released them yet. So that's good, because I was going to say, if that was the end of it, I was going to be so angry. I see now there's 4 episodes left. We're fine. I take it all back.
Okay, but you do have to wait.
Yeah, it's the weekly thing where they drop on Friday and they've got 4 to go. Okay, I will give you a chance, the agency, to redeem yourself, because I was going to say, if that was it, I was going to be so mad. But now, you know what? I'm fine. It's fine. I mean, it is complicated, but I'm fine.
Boy, You have a you do have a complicated relationship with the agency.
I do. It's complicated, Steve.